Welcome to a special edition of the Silly with the Hooligans, live from Shafley in the rain. Mitch, Matthew Bird,
all right,
Bradley,
hello,
and a room full of Hooligans listening. We're all crammed into one room today because the plan on being out on the patio, Mother Nature had a different idea for us today.
It did not work.
Did not work, but it wouldn't be St. Louis FC if something didn't go quite just slightly wrong. So here we are. We're inside. We're managing.
I guess I should get my notes out since we're starting the podcast.
We're prepared. We're professionals. Don't try this at home. The Shoot It boys are in the house. Shoot it! Oh, I did say. Sorry. Just Shoot Boys. My bad. I'll edit that out in post. So we are here at the debut of the new beer from Shafley for St. Louis FC. Do we have a name yet?
STLFC Ale.
Oh, that's pretty easy. I think you can remember that.
You nearly didn't.
But the important thing is that you're going to be able to get this at your favorite locations like bars, restaurants, Schnucks, Deerbergs, Shop and Save. Not Save a Lot. Probably not Aldi. But you can get it at other locations.
Including Soccer Park.
Yes, especially at Soccer Park. It's a copper ale, so it's good for the summer. You can drink a lot of it out in the stands out in Section 8. You'll be able to have a lot of it. It's non-offensive. It's not a heavy one. It's not an IPA. It's not a brown ale. It's not anything that people bitch about. I'm sure somebody will complain.
Yeah. Well, you can drink a lot of it right now because, I mean, with it being 100 degrees, it's just going through you.
I thought the same thing on Saturday night, but I ended up drinking a lot more than I planned, so.
Well.
Brad's having problems down there.
Since the last podcast, we had Tulsa Roughnecks. And that was basically the Joey Calistri show.
What a game that man had. Two goals and an assist. Well, I mean, I think Joey Calistri took away a bit of Kyle Gregg's thunder because Kyle Gregg's goal was a stunner too.
It was a nice goal, but Calistri got not only USL Player of the Week, he got USL Goal of the Week for that nice little spin move.
It was a proper PlayStation move, wasn't it?
It really was.
Like a FIFA 19 move.
And I believe it was the last podcast you announced that we're a better team when Joey Calistri's on the field.
Bird Stradamus.
Then the unfortunate last weekend, we ended up 0-1 Real Monarchs, which is a shame because we actually played pretty well.
I think we deserved more out of the game, honestly.
For the best team in the West, I think we handled them all game. But finishing comes back to bite us in the ass again.
It gives me a lot of hope, though, going into Sacramento that we can compete with these teams. You know, we're not going to these places now like we have in seasons past, you know, hoping to keep it respectable.
Yeah, we got to finish.
We can actually go and compete. And on any other given day, we'd have won that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. The penalty, a bit soft, I thought. Other than that, they didn't create much.
No, they were coming in on short rest, obviously. They played Swope midweek. And they needed to win that game against us because they got beat by Swope. And you could tell at the end of the game, they knew it was a big win for them. Yeah. They collapsed on the ground, arms aloft. I mean, that was a big win for Rayo.
They stole 3 points, that's for sure. The good news from our perspective, it was a sellout. It was great to have Soccer Park full again.
It was very full.
Especially in that weather. I mean, they announced it was a sellout. I was like, oh, you know, 150 degrees is like the surface of the sun. Are these people going to show? And they showed.
Yeah, it was full. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Several to drink. So
the breeze made a difference. Yeah. It made it kind of tolerable. But
it was good, though, because they're not used to that kind of weather. You know, Salt Lake has a little bit higher altitude. They have less humidity. So they were struggling out there at times.
And once the sun went down, they came into the game more and controlled it a bit more. They struggled the first 30-35 minutes. I mean, we had chances galore. It just wasn't happening for us. But we did compete. And make no mistake, I think Real Monarchs left our stadium knowing they'd been in a game.
Absolutely. You know who was not happy about that game?
Ant
Poulos was not happy about that game. I mean, I think he knows deep down we do have to finish those chances we get. But he was not happy about the penalty call. He was not happy. I mean, we won the game on the field, but sometimes that's the way it goes in soccer.
Yeah, he actually tweeted out about the game, which he never does. And he even said, you know, if I'm tweeting about it, there's something to be said.
Still, at the end of the day, we're in 10th spot on 20 points, tied on points with Colorado Springs and San Antonio. And if not for the tiebreakers, we're in that playoff spot still. But this bouncing back and forth, we've got to put that away.
Understood, but I think this time last year we were in 10th spot, but we weren't playing well. We're playing well. I think I know we can play well. I think that's why I went so berserk after Louisville, because I know we can play like we did in the last three games.
I think you went berserk because you've got no sleep, because you've got twin babies.
Maybe there was a little bags under my eyes and stuff, but I know that this team can play, and I know a couple of guys said it mockingly, you know, we're just waiting for them to gel, blah blah blah, but they're gelling now, and yeah, we're playing well, and it shows, and I'm actually really looking forward to Sacramento, because I hope we can continue it, and I hope we can give it to them in their house.
Well, and having Wall Fall come back was a huge change in that distribution.
It's been good. Unfortunately, it looks like Corey's going to be gone for a little bit with an ankle injury. Tony Wall's re-aggravated something. I don't know how bad it is, but Wall Fall definitely makes a difference in that midfield.
Just even just another person, another option, another playmaker. You know, it takes some of the pressure off, you know, Jonathan Barden having to play midfield, you know.
And another guy, aside from, you know, Joey's been playing well, Albert Dequa continues to impress.
Unbelievable.
Again, I had to go back and watch the game the next day to really see all the work he's doing. But Dequa he's really becoming one of my favorite players.
I think you have to take the Tulsa game with a grain of salt, because at the end of it, it was kind of like a training game. I mean, we were scything through them, you know. And Albert had a few chances and couldn't put them away, but it was like a training game at the end of that. And you know, God bless the Tulsa Roughneck fans. I mean, we know pain, you know, and they're going through it right now. But we had to go there and get 3 points, and we went down there, did it, minimal fuss. And that's all you can ask of them. Yes, we played well, but, you know, I didn't think we were going to go down there and make it quite as easy as we looked, to be honest. And the guys really did put on a show.
Let's mow through a few quick news stories, and then we're going to have a couple different guests tonight that are different from our usual kind of guests that we have. So let's just get through this real quick. I want to give a shout out to the 3v3 Luligan boys.
Again.
They started their season of tournaments, and they won their first one.
I made a comment on Noel's post that if they had a star on their jersey for every tournament they wore, the entire jersey would just be stars.
Yes, it would.
I mean, they're just unstoppable.
They represent us quite well.
Better than we do.
USL announced this week that they're adding a team in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I expect another team to be announced very soon, which is rumored to be Hartford.
The Whale.
They've been coming.
So far this year, for sure, we've got 4 new teams coming in. We've got Birmingham, Memphis, El Paso, and Albuquerque. Still a possibility of Austin. Obviously, that's tied up in the MLS move to Austin by Precourt. Hartford, as I mentioned, Baltimore is rumored to be coming in.
They've been rumored for a while. There was talk of the old Wilmington Hammerheads going there, and Baltimore's a prime market, really.
And Mitch and I remember that from the old
Crystal Palace,
AC St. Louis FC days. Crystal Palace, Baltimore was there. They've got good fans. And the other one rumored to be coming is still DC2. Again, we don't know what's going to happen with the two teams. We're hoping a lot of them opt to self-relegate to Division 3. But DC2 may be coming in too. Want to give a quick shout out to Fire and Ice and St. Louis Lions WPSL. They had their St. Louis Derby, finished 1-1. And
I do want to say, I think the Lions girls, they've really hit the ground running.
They're doing well.
Yeah, they really are doing well. And the Lions PDL team, the guys, they won the first game this weekend too. So.
There is so much soccer. You and I were talking about it earlier tonight, Berg. You just can't do it all.
You can't do it all.
We've got St. Louis Club Atletico now and Marissa.
Marissa won a big game this weekend. I think Atletico lost to Tulsa Athletics down in Tulsa 2-1. Marissa won, I believe it was in KC. I just scanned the social media post, but I mean, there's just so much stuff going on.
And speaking of Maritza and Fire and Ice, they're playing a doubleheader this weekend. Maritza's playing an exhibition game against the Ambush outdoors, which is kind of fun. And Fire and Ice are playing after that. And they're trying to set a WPSL attendance record. So if you can, the 23rd, it's Althoff High School in Belleville. literally right across the river. So if you can, go out and check it out.
And the great thing is, too, is that once that game's over, you can head right over to Kirkwood Station. Well, they'll have the game on.
Yeah, St. Louis FC doesn't kick off until 10 p.m. that night, yeah, so plenty of time.
The one time that a 10 p.m. start time actually works in the favor of the fans.
And you spend the morning watching the World Cup, too.
Well, let's talk about the World Cup.
Yes, let's.
Mitch and I don't have a team. Bird, do you have thoughts on the World Cup?
Yesterday, I kind of went through the ringer a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
But it's been a really good tournament. I think it's been a really good tournament. There's no easy games. There's no easy teams.
Been a lot of upsets or surprising results. I guess I shouldn't say upsets, but...
I think some of the teams like Iceland, like Tunisia, Panama for a half against Belgium, they stack the defense, they play to their strengths, they don't make it easy for some of the supposed bigger teams. You know, England struggled against Tunisia. They made it very difficult.
Russia has been surprisingly good.
I still contend Russia is either blackmailing or paying off other FAs. There is no excuse for Russia to be this good.
I think they're
not that good a team.
I think the balls were hot in the draw. Yep. They got a couple of gimme games.
In Saudi Arabia, they've got pictures of a king or a prince in a compromising position.
Well, he did have his picture taken with Putin, so there's probably a good chance of that.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the Saudi Arabia fans and the Egypt fans. They can't even drown their sorrows after the game.
No.
But it's been a really good tournament.
It's a fun tournament to watch. Speaking as truly neutral FC this year, the USA has no dog in the fight, so I don't have to worry about upcoming games and who we're going to face in the future.
Mario is exaggerating his Peru jersey.
But what you have to realize...
Obviously, I'm rooting for Peru because of Mario and the Bahois.
But how you watch this tournament? You watch Senegal today, right? You watch how Tunisia battled. You watch how Japan and the US soccer kind of have been on a parallel path. You know, they started the leagues at the same time and everything. How
Stuart's
far ahead
the MVP
of Japan
of the podcast.
Are they of us right now?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, how far ahead are these teams than us? I think that
it's a sour God.
He got you a sour?
I take it back.
You got him a sour beer?
It's a sour.
Yep. Well, we're talking about the U.S. national team, so drink up.
Here, I'll take it.
So anyway, yes.
No, it's not.
It's been a good World Cup.
The craziest thing is that every time you watch, you can't turn away because... You don't know the results like you have in years past.
Well, one thing I've not been impressed with, even though they got a lot of the results right, I think referees are very hesitant about making a decision. They're relying on the VAR.
Well, sure, it's Russia. They'll get killed.
Well, I did like, too, is that there was an announcement made at the beginning of the tournament where they said the linesmen are supposed to keep their flag down unless they're absolutely certain. And I think it's made a difference that on a lot of these close calls, they're letting them play.
It's going to be a learning curve. I mean...
But it seems to help the flow of the game. It seems to help...
So long as the result, the decisions are right, I'm okay with it. Hats off to Mexico. Result of the first round. And that...
Yeah.
The Spain and Portugal game was just a delight.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
What a delight.
I had non-soccer fans texting me saying, this is an amazing game to watch.
And the only other thing I want to say is, like, so many people are complaining about how boring Iceland was. What the fuck are they supposed to do?
They're playing to their strengths.
They played exactly what they were supposed to do.
And they did what they needed to do.
You got out of there with a point against a better team. They were fantastic.
So, I mean, that's the name of the game.
But everyone was comparing Messi's performance against Iceland to Ronaldo's performance against Spain.
Totally different thing.
Spain played an open, expansive attacking game and gave Ronaldo plenty of room. They had to. The Spanish fans are not going to accept a defensive bunker-down performance against their nearest
rivals.
Well,
Spain is good enough to do that.
Absolutely.
That's how Spain can win.
You know, and if it wasn't for a dodgy penalty and a howler by De Gea, Spain's getting out of there.
And all hats off to Ronaldo. That was
a hell of a hit. I mean, he carried Portugal on his back.
But after Messi missed his penalty kick, it was like, oh, well, obviously Messi sucks. Yeah, I wouldn't want him on my team.
Because Messi can't get through 10 guys on his own.
Right.
Right. Well, and that's a problem. That was the thing that you kept seeing is that with Ronaldo, he has guys to pass to. He has give and takes where every time that Messi had the ball, Iceland had dropped three big-ass guys on him, He had nowhere to go.
Well, that's just it. Spain has the players to give a little space there, and Iceland was closing everything down, and hats off to them. That's how you play that team.
You know, and any team with Marcus Rojo in defense, they're going to concede goals. And, you know, Messi's not a defender. He can't do anything about the fact that Iceland scored. But, I mean, it's been a really good World Cup. Really good World Cup so far. And
so keep watching it.
Yeah, I mean.
What else are you going
to
do?
If you can't, well, work. I mean, but yeah, it's been...
I haven't been able to watch as much as I've wanted to.
I admittedly, I think I've only missed two games. I have it on while I'm working.
It's been an absolute delight.
One last thing I want to mention before we take a break and then we get to some guests is the St. Luligans reached a new milestone. Something I never thought we would ever do.
Sobriety?
No. We are featured in a coloring book.
Yay!
Coloringbook.com is St. Louis company. The shoot boys are cheering for arts and crafts. Coloringbook.com made a coloring book for St. Louis FC. It will be available at the team store, and the St. Luligans have a page in the coloring book.
There's one thing I was disappointed in.
Oh, I thought it was a beautiful substitution.
The ice cream for beer?
They swapped out a beer for an ice cream.
Yeah. That was, at first, I was offended. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I am tempted when I get it to draw in some Locos Tacos fries.
I think so.
I can make that work. But
or a new Schlafly St. Louis FC ale.
Yes. We could just get a sticker and put it right over it. That's what we should get. We should get Schlafly stickers to put over it.
I think we can do that.
I think so.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with a few different guests.
Okay. And we're back from our break because we had to go power up a little bit. That means getting new beers.
We actually got a surprise guest on.
We didn't plan on it. We're outside, and it's like, oh, hey. So we said, why don't you come join us? Bradley, who'd you convince to come on?
We got Fan Kavita right here.
That's right. We got Fan Kavita joining us. What's you up, know, Fan?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out.
Oh, you know course. Whose favorite player Fan Kavita is? Kavita Smith. She, as soon as you got signed, she's like, I know what jersey I'm buying this year.
Makes it pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good to see you, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
What do you think so far? What are your thoughts about playing in St. Louis?
So far, I love it, actually. Me and my girlfriend, so far, since we get to kind of drive around and see the city a bit, and I love it. I love the greenery. I like the rain, even when some people don't like it.
We just don't like it today. Yeah. That's really it.
Today was a lot, to be honest. But so far, I really like St. Louis.
You know what I really like? I really like you in the back line. you know, you started off the season with a little bit of a niggle. You didn't make it out for the first couple of games. Yeah. But as soon as you got in that lineup, I'm like, oh, that's why we signed this guy. Tell us about your journey a little bit. With RSL to start with?
Yeah, so I went to Clemson, and after 3.5 years, I got my bachelor's degree, and then I got signed by Salt Lake.
Wait, 3.5 years. He didn't play around.
Yeah, no, I was ready.
He went for it.
So he's smart and athletic.
Yes, thank you.
Just
thank
like you, Brad.
Yeah. I didn't go to Clemson, and I didn't graduate in 3.5 years.
But, yeah, I got signed with Salt Lake, and I was there for 2 years, and I was fortunate to get some minutes with the first team and also play with the Monarchs. So it's kind of been an up and down for me while I was there, just because I wanted to play, obviously. But then after that didn't go my way and I wanted to be playing, I wanted to move on. And so last year I was in Puerto Rico, and it was good, but it was tough because once the Hurricanes started coming around, it kind of it troubled with the team's travel.
Soccer becomes secondary for the Islanders.
Yes,
at that point.
Exactly. So then after that, Anthony Pulis, I actually spoke to him before I went to Puerto Rico. So then after Puerto Rico, I spoke to him again, and he was very interested in me coming here. And I
noticed he didn't say the words tapping up.
Yeah. But speaking of Puerto Rico, I mean, aside from what all went down with NASL and them not having a season this year, but I imagine you still have friends back there.
Yeah.
And I mean, how rough is it for them? Are they? Do you talk to them at all? Or?
Yeah. It's gotten better, of course, just because they have most of the island has power now.
Okay.
And for months and months, they didn't have power and they were struggling with water. So it's just nice to hear that everything is going well.
And I imagine, I mean, you know, you guys are sort of our heroes. I imagine there's a lot of fans in Puerto Rico that still keep track of you, especially on Twitter, Facebook, yeah. Instagram, things like that. I mean, is it kind of nice to know that, you know, even though you're not there on Saturday, they can kind of look and see you guys are playing? And
yeah. Well, it is nice. It's always good to go somewhere and make an impact.
Yeah.
And seeing that you made an impact in a fan's life, and they're able to follow you around just because of social media, it's kind of nice. So,
I think a lot of the players that came into the team at the beginning of the season, we knew a bit about. You know, we all knew Corey Herzog.
Yeah.
You know, we all knew about Jonathan Barden playing in Ottawa last year, Lewis playing in Charlotte. You know, Sean Reynolds especially playing at our local rivals, Louisville. You and Kyle coming from a different league, a different club, you know, something we'd never seen. We didn't know a lot about you. What can you – this is our first real chance to talk to you as well, yeah. But what can you tell
we
us about
Kyle? We won't talk about any other podcast. what
can you tell us about Kyle? Because he's someone else that's come in and really made a statement on this team.
He's a very competitive player. I enjoy having him on the team and on the obviously on the team and on the field because he loves to compete. He loves to win, and that's a player you want on your team. And in Puerto Rico, he was the same type of player, and he wasn't able to get as many minutes as he wanted, but every time he was on the field, he made an impact. And
which one of you guys was approached by Ant first?
I think it was me.
So then did you say, hey, I know this guy?
Yeah, so Anthony called me about Kyle
yeah.
and asked me about him, and I said he's a great guy on and off the field, and it was nice to have somebody come here who you also know just to have that sort of relationship.
So then does Kyle, like, carry your bags and stuff because you got his name in the door?
No.
That's okay. Aiden because he's still an intern.
Okay.
Yeah, Aiden does all the
– Aiden does the grunt work.
But obviously you played in Real Monarch's system a little bit, so you know some of the USL.
Yeah.
But you obviously came into this team without really knowing anyone. You just said who – when you came in and you started training, who did you suddenly go, oh, that guy's a baller?
Well, everyone is a good player. Everyone's a good player, but...
Right.
For
but
me,
who's the best?
I think we work very well as a team, and the person who stood out the most for me was Wall Fall, just because of his stature. He's very yeah. tall. You wouldn't expect the footwork that he has.
Yeah.
He's the only player that's kind of stood out, but the other player who also has stood out for me is Aiden and Jack Marin.
Yeah.
They're very young players, but they know how to play. They're very good technically, and to see that at their age, you're like, wow, the future is bright for these kids. So.
And that also kind of speaks to what Ant preaches and what he's looking for. He wants team players. He wants guys that you may not be the star, you may not get all the plaudits, but he wants those guys that buy in.
Yeah. And you need to buy in this system because that's the only way it's going to work. You don't need players to stand out or anything. You need to work as a good group and as a good team. So,
and I think that's why St. Louis really has embraced you guys, because it's a blue collar town. I mean, it's a cliche and we always say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
We love those guys that give it all, and we've talked about it on the podcast. You, Wallfall,
Kyle.
You may not see their name in the highlights of the game, but they did so many things right throughout the game, and true fans see that and appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. It's
well, I mean, Sam Fink was our player of the season a couple of years ago. I mean, that's a testament to what we're about. I think that we like guys that put a shift in, for want of a better word.
Yeah, that's true.
And I like the fact that a lot of times when we give our man of the match bucket, it doesn't line up with what the, you know, pleat steam player of the game is, because we're looking at those things. We're looking at, you know, I mean, we gave it to the back line a few weeks ago just because we saw you guys just digging in and just keeping it, you know, it doesn't show up on a stat line anywhere, but we see it and we appreciate it.
Thank you. It's nice to get those recognition just because everybody on the team does put in a shift, and eventually it's going to start showing on the results.
Well, do you think it's already starting to work? I mean, we talked about Swope, we talked about Tulsa, we talked about, even though we got beat against the Monarchs, I mean,
I think we were the better team.
They knew they were in a game on Saturday. Do you think we're a way more cohesive unit than what we were, say, a month ago, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's not easy at the beginning because this is a new team. It's not easy to get to know
each
other.
We're a lot of new pieces.
A lot of new pieces. So now you're kind of seeing what it looks like with when all the new pieces kind of get together and start working cohesively. So I think we play really good soccer. So Saturday we played really well. The result didn't show, but I think if we consistently can do that after every single game, the results will show.
And I think Saturday was a good marker too. I mean, they're the best team in the West, according to the record.
Yeah.
And you guys were toe-to-toe with them the entire game. And I think they got a bit lucky with the call.
Yes.
you don't have to say that. But they didn't create much else other than that. You guys held firm in the back. And I think, you know, obviously we need to start finishing a few more chances. Yeah. But they're there. The chances are there. And I really think that was, even though it was a loss, it was a really big statement to go against the best team in the West and give them everything they could handle.
Yeah, and I feel like we've always been able to put up a performance against the best, because when we played Portland, they had MLS players, and we played them off the park. I think we played them off the park as well. They're a very good team, nothing to them, but I think if we can consistently do what we've been doing for the past three games, I think it's going to turn out to show on the results.
One last question I've got for you. We played in the West 2 years ago, and we played the Real Monarchs, and there was a guy that collapsed on the field, Omar Holness.
Yeah.
How's he doing now?
That's my really good friend. He's doing well. He's at Bethlehem still. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, he's injured, but he was doing really well, and he was playing.
He's still playing, and he's still doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing really well. Yeah, that was a tough one for him, but it was
a tough one for us. We lost in the last minute.
I remember that. I was actually at the game. But, yeah, he's doing well. He's still playing, so that's good.
All right.
I think that's all we got for you tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I mean, not just us here on the podcast, but just milling
in
around.
St. Louis,
I'm milling around with the fans. Right?
I like to get to know the fans just because you want to see who's out there cheering for
when
you.
When they start stalking you, you'll regret that.
But maybe we'll do another podcast where it's a little more quiet. We can actually get into some stuff with you.
Definitely.
But thanks for joining us tonight,
thank
fam.
Thank you for having me. Seriously,
right.
Thank you.
We're going to take another break, and we'll be back with another guest.
And fan will bring us 3 points on Saturday.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
And we are back. Time for my favorite guest of the night.
Well, first of all, we should announce we lost a host.
Yeah. Bird had to go home. The twins had had enough.
The babies were done.
I can't say I blame them. It's been a long night. Busy night of being held by every female in attendance.
Yes, they have. I don't know. I don't think Virginia ever let go of that baby. I think she's taking it home.
I don't know which one she had.
Yeah.
She had Steven?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I didn't think she was letting go. It's a good thing they have two, one for Virginia, one for everybody else.
Yeah, you could leave one behind.
Yeah. Poor Ewan.
Ewan's fine. Ewan may be coming home with us.
Yeah. I think he'd be happy with that in my house.
That's right.
So, back to what I was saying.
Right, sorry.
So, this is the most important moment of the night because it's the reason that we're all here.
It is.
About a month ago?
Maybe
a month ago.
Okay, so we'll just say a month for argument's sake. The team reached out and said, we'd like you to come meet with Shafley. They'd like to introduce a new beer for the team, and we want you to be a part of it. So we came. And
it took some arm twisting.
Yeah, yeah. really, it was, okay, what day do I need to block out my schedule?
Yeah, I'm working that day. I need a vacation day.
Yeah, you know. And so we came up here. We sat down, and all of a sudden, our featured guest comes out.
We met our new best friend.
By far and away.
Well, I mean,
introduce yourself to the people of St. Louis.
So, my name's Will, and I work over at Schlafly.
You don't just work over at Schlafly.
So, I'm the brand manager over at Schlafly, and I guess it was about a month ago we brought you guys over and hosted you to a plethora of beers.
What is a plethora?
A plethora.
It's more than two, but less than 20.
Yeah, more than two, less than 20. I mean, I would say, what did we drink? Maybe five or six different beers that day?
Yeah. I believe it was five. Well, to be fair, I had a lot of beers that day, just not all here.
Well, fair.
No, we tasted
and someone had to go back to work, so we got them nice and liquored up for you to go back to work. So that was nice.
I avoided my boss the rest of the day.
Good call. That's a good call.
So, but you had a few beers for us to try. And
Yeah. So we had really kind of a rundown of a few different beers that we thought would work. when we went into the situation, we were like, well, let's talk to the guys who are going to drink the most beer before we pick a beer that we're going to brew for STLFC. So
it was a good choice in picking us at that point.
Specifically Brad and Mitch.
Yes.
No.
The functioning alcoholics.
The St. Luligans, yes.
And so you guys came out, and it was that day seemed hot, but at this time it's like, good.
It was gorgeous. It was like
a spring day. But yeah, so we drank through some beers, and it was really good to hear your guys' feedback about this would work better for the crowd, and we think some more people would enjoy this kind of thing. And it's really good to hear that kind of feedback when we're figuring out what to put together for a beer that people are going to drink for in the hot weather, in the cold, and we go into the fall, so you got to get something that will go all a couple seasons, you know.
Well, you basically, the season starts in March, really,
right,
with training and stuff like that. And Brad's stealing my dunkel again, bastard, because the dunkel is delicious. I'm telling you right now,
that's what I'm drinking.
If you come up to the Bottle Works here in Maplewood and have any beer. Obviously, you should have the STLFC ale, but if you don't, the Dunkel is perfect, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Well, and I think, that touches on a broader point that, when you guys reached out to us and we came to you, Schlafly is such a St. Louis beer. Like, you think St. Louis craft beer, Schlafly is obviously, one of the first that comes to mind.
Well, it was the first.
Well, really.
Calendar-wise, it was the first craft beer.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, you guys produce a number of varieties, and all of them are great. So it was exciting for you guys to partner with St. Louis FC just in general. And I think, you can talk to it a little bit, but we talked a little bit that day about how, maybe Budweiser is the Cardinals beer because it's gigantic, like the Cardinals are gigantic. But right. Maybe St. Louis FC is that, it's like a craft sports team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the way that we really look at it is it's kind of two St. Louis traditions that are really coming together as one. For a long, long time, even pre-Prohibition, St. Louis had almost 50 breweries. Yep. It was insane. And even in that time, St. Louis has always been a really amazing, amazing soccer town, especially with our college squads. We've seen so many guys come out of that, go into the U.S. Men's National Team, go play in the World Cup. I mean, it's kind of these things that around the office we say, like, it's two St. Louis traditions coming together. And, We kind of stuck our toe in the water a couple of years ago, and this year we're really like, hey, this is something that we really want to be a part of. We love you guys. It's a passionate group of people who love to drink beer. So, we really enjoy being a part of it.
Well, it's funny you say that because I have two coffee table books on my shelf. One's the history of soccer in St. Louis. One's the history of beer in St. Louis.
Yeah,
and they're the same size book, and they're very related. And it's now that you say that, I'm going to go home and reread the beer one again now. But it's so intertwined. The German heritage, the South City, where all the breweries were, where the soccer players were. It is that natural connection.
And we've also seen, just recently, the Schlafly signs coming up in the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, it fits. I mean, obviously, we're beer drinkers in the corner.
Yeah.
And we are?
We really are.
Really?
And we love craft beer, and it seems natural. Now, obviously, we have relationships with other breweries and with other, beers in St. Louis, but Schlafly seems like you've always been there. You've done things with the tailgate. You've done things, with the team, but it seems a natural fit that you guys would step up and become a bigger sponsor of St. Louis FC.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so I will say that I met a couple of fellas in St. Louis a couple years ago who really got me into the soccer scene, and especially one of our lead brewers at the taproom, Jared Williamson. He was like, hey, have you heard of the STLFC? Let me take you out to this. It was kind of the inaugural season, and he took me out there, and I went out and saw it, and it was so cool. Like, it was a family. It was really, really amazing. And from there, I kind of knew that we really needed to be a part of this.
We are the corner of misfit toys. That's the way we refer to it, because we have every walk of life, but we're all together for that community event. It really is a community. It everything is bound together by that sport.
And I will say, you know, when we met with you a month ago or whatever it was, you know, whenever you come into these meetings, sometimes you're a little leery. It's like,
right,
oh yeah, these guys just want to, you know, come in and do this or that. It's like, you know, as soon as we walked up, we started talking about the team, and you knew about what happened last game. It's like, oh, okay, these guys are real. They're not just stamping their name on it. So
it wasn't the commercialism that you'd expect to see out of a brewery this size.
Right.
Right.
But yet, it was just that community feel. And you know, I made the joke then, you know, when I fly a lot for work, especially the past couple weeks, when I leave, the Schlafly bar is in the terminal at the airport. I'm going to be able to have a STLFC beer before I leave?
I'm going to say, hell yeah. As Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, oh, hell yeah. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the kind of thing where we really feel like it's such a community thing, and it's very hard for a bunch of guys and gals who at the brewery go out and see matches every weekend to be like, why would we not do this? Why would we not do this? We go out and we like to stand in the hot summer St. Louis heat. Right now it's a 110 heat index. Saturday's match is going to be rough, but you know, we love to do it, and it just seemed right, you know.
So along those lines, let's talk about the actual beer itself now.
Yeah,
so
for
you know, we tried several. We tried a brown that was perfection. I'm going to keep repeating this until it gets ground into your head.
But the thing was, the brown, as much as we loved it personally, we realized the brown may not be for everyone.
Right.
The brown's a rough one on a 105 degree.
Right. Exactly. Same with a session IPA. You know, you can have one or two, but then it gets a little too much.
Right. Right.
Then there was a lager style, which
I thought the lager was good.
It was good, but let's be honest, there's a lot of lagers out there. You have a lot of choices. You needed something unique because it's a unique moment.
I thought that's why the copper was the perfect choice. But you tell us. You tell us about the characteristics of this beer, because we do have a lot of beer fans that also listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the most fun thing since I've gotten into, you know, I've been in the beer business for almost 7 years now, and in the STLFC, like supporting the club for a couple years now, and it's really about finding that balance about what you want to go out and drink on a hot day, on a cool night, whatever fits well. And when we sat down with you guys, we thought that this beer, this kind of like hoppy kind of copper ale, almost a blend between an amber ale.
I do want to step in here and say, you know, it is hoppy, but do not think IPA. Do not think
in the head.
It's a flavoring.
Sometimes
it's
people hear hoppy and they think, you know, hoppy.
Yeah, that's a tough part in our business.
It's a flavorful beer.
It's a very
not overwhelming.
No, it's not overwhelming at all. It's right around 5%, you know, so you can have it in the stands all night long. It's just a really, really good flavorful beer. We use a lot of Pacific Northwest hops in it. You know, so you get a little bit of that grapefruit citrus flavors. And like I said, it's only around 5%, so it's not like you're pounding down an Imperial Stout or anything
like
that.
It's definitely not a West Coast IPA.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And I think, I don't know, I think we thought as we were drinking and as I continue to drink it now, it's an approachable beer. It's nothing out of the ordinary as far as, you know, it's not going to smack you in the face.
It's accessible, but it's special.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And part of our thought was the copper category hasn't been overdone to death.
No.
So
it's really unique right now.
Right.
I mean.
So I think you guys are hitting, well, you know.
It was really cool to sit across a table from you guys and see you kind of go through the motions of saying, hey, this is what the folks that drink our beer, this is what they want. And so to be able to see you guys say, all right, this is okay, this is here. I think some people would like this. I think some people like this. But when we kind of landed on something and you said, hey, everyone will love this beer, it was really great to hear from you guys, and that really solidified it for us. Like, hey, this is the one we need to go with.
What were you leaning towards before we came in?
You know, honestly, we were thinking a little bit more hoppy, we're beer drinkers. We're beer drinkers, yeah. We love hops, and it's just we always gravitate towards sessionable hoppy beers. You know, it's just that kind of thing.
I think the hoppy representative that day was a good beer. I just didn't think it was for everyone. But talking to the crowd tonight, you know, everybody that's tried it, you guys were panning out tons of samplers. I think people really liked it a lot. And you know, because you guys have, you know, so many varieties that you brew on a regular basis.
Right.
It's hard to find that perfect beer that everyone likes.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, everybody loves something different. I mean, it's you know, in the beer world, it's like going to a really cool restaurant and being like, oh, is everyone going to order the same thing? And it's really not that thing anymore. And to be able to get your guys' feedback and saying, hey, you know, it needs to be a little bit on this side, a little bit on that side. It needs to be low ABV. It needs to be refreshing. It needs to be a little bit new from a beer style. We really appreciated that, and it went into our decision a lot about what we wanted to put into that draft beer for you guys.
Well, and the other part about this too, it's not just about what goes into it; it's about where it goes. Because you guys have such a fantastic reach.
Yeah.
That, you know, the bar at the airport. But I can go to Walgreens and pick up a 12 of White Lager.
Yeah.
I can go to Quick Trip and get the Pale Ale.
Well, yeah. And even me, I live down in the sticks of Jefferson County. You know, so I can't get some of the more popular craft beers, you know, in my local grocery store, but Schlafly's always there, so.
Yeah, and so the cool thing with this beer is that we're able to work with folks like Hot Shots. We're able to work with folks like Mission Taco and a lot of the other St. Louis FC sponsors to be able to say, hey, this is the SDLFC beer.
Mercy Hospital.
Mercy.
Does the hospital put it on tap beer?
They should.
It's not for the folks that are admitted. It's okay. For the folks that are sitting in the waiting room.
There you
room.
Go.
Right?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Right. After my next back surgery. Can I have an SDL ale, please?
And
I know that's how I would have to get back, like, into things, yes. Into the swing of things. Like,
it's rehab. It's part of rehab.
Yeah, you just know, give me just give me beer, like 4 ounces. Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, as long as it's under 5%, it should be fine, right? Yeah,
exactly.
You can mix that with Oxy. Sorry, we do not condone mixing pharmaceuticals with alcohol.
Why, do you have any?
I mean, well, let's turn off the mics. And also, let's talk about another great thing. You guys, more than generous tonight, you gave away 100 growlers.
Yeah.
The first
one. Not just any growlers.
No, it's got the St. Lulligan's logo on it.
I know. That is amazing.
And a St. Louis FC cap on it.
That's so cool. When we saw them for the first time, you
cried a little bit.
There was a little tear. I'm not going to lie.
Was it tears or was it rain? I couldn't decipher between the two.
The rain hid the tears. It was acceptable that way.
But they're also doing something very special with these growlers. Why don't you tell us about the deal you guys are running?
Yeah, so we just put out these really awesome. Your guys' new logo is super cool.
Thank you to James Blood, Jimmy Blood, J Jimmy Big Flags.
Jimmy Big Flags. He's the one that always has our giant flags in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He designed that. So
the new logo is super cool.
Jimmy, we grabbed you a growler.
it's a dual logo, so a Schlafly logo and then the STL, the St. Louligans logo. And so anytime you guys bring those St. Louligans logoed growlers in to Schlafly, you get a 650 growler fill of any beer, anything,
including the new St. Louis
including
FC,
but not limited to. So you could get raspberry Hefeweizen, passion fruit saison,
our
summer lager, white lager,
the cider. You can fill that
the
up.
The new
with
cider we just put out is really nice. Yeah. So anytime you guys bring in that. Oh, man, I'm really jealous. I got to beat somebody up and take one of those new growlers because I was not given
one.
Did
you not grab one?
I did not get one.
We know a guy.
I just
we know
handed them out.
We know a guy. We can get you one.
No, so, yeah, you guys bring those new growlers in, and we'll be able to hook you guys up with special growler pricing. $6.50 for a growler fill no matter what you're getting, whether it's special release, you know, regular pale ale pricing, cider, whatever you guys want.
Which is an amazing deal. And also, I want to mention, if you couldn't make it here tonight, we do have a few more for sale, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think we have maybe 10 to 20 left over for sale.
So come if you're listening soon. To this, you're probably listening to this on Wednesday morning.
Yep.
You might want to make a run at lunch.
Swing by Schlafly, grab one of those growlers. So
yeah, come by the Bottleworks. We have a few left. I cannot praise you guys enough for how cool that new logo looks.
It's all Jimmy.
It's awesome.
Having this graphic designer come up and just say, hey, whatever you guys need. He did our new podcast logo. He did that logo.
Yeah.
And like he did our Man of the Match buckets, which I know what's going in the Man of the Match bucket in 2 weeks.
That's right. From now on, we'll put the new St. Louis FC AL right in that Man of the Match bucket.
Whoa.
That's right. So the players will get introduced to it if they're good enough.
But yeah. I mean, so throughout the season, we're really excited to not only work with you guys, work with the squad, give away a bunch of tickets. Is Kevin around here somewhere?
No, Kevin had to go.
Kevin
but
left.
Elliot's here. Elliot's going to be on next. So we'll make him.
We're going to get some
but
really.
Schlafly's getting really involved in and not only St. Louis FC, the team, but with the fans. And that's. To us, and we're going to talk to Elliot about this in a minute, the sponsors that really do well with St. Louis FC really do try to tie in with the fans, and I think it's a perfect marriage when a sponsor really goes for it.
Listen, man, I mean, I know that you guys drink a lot of beer, and so we really appreciate it. We were so happy to bring you guys in to help choose this beer for us. And we're really happy to see it out at the park. I know myself and a few other brewers and friends will be out there drinking plenty of pints.
Make it over to the corner and say hi to us.
We love it over there.
No, forget that. Come down to the tailgate beforehand.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. The tailgate's the best.
You know, we'll make sure you're taken care of because they're taking quite good care of us.
That's
I mean,
right.
this has been unbelievable night, even with the rain. I mean. You know,
really
we had to break down everything and move it inside, but
yeah, you know, but the thing is that, you know, here we are and there's still a ton of people here hanging out, drinking the beer, just enjoying the company, enjoying the facility. It's a great place. There's amazing food. If you haven't eaten here, you really have to because it all pairs very well with beers. It has it on the menu, which it pairs well with. So, you know, you can come get your growler filled. Get the dinner.
Bring the wife. Bring the girlfriend.
Mark Gardner of Your Electric. Call Your Electric for all your electric needs. He brought the wife out for a date night tonight. He got his growler.
Hell, Bird brought the whole family.
That's right. Even the twins. But, you know, you can come out, get it filled up. Like I said, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what I'm going to fill it with when I leave. Like, this is the hard part. You almost have too many.
I'm telling you, man, that Dunkel is great for waking up at 7 a.m. 6:45 in the morning, getting yourself prepped for the first World Cup match.
I need to get a job as a brewmaster.
I know. I was going to say. I
don't even brew. I just.
I don't do that. He just hangs out.
I just get to hang out and like watch World Cup on my phone. So
I want this guy's life.
I know. I was going to say, suddenly my job sucks, and I like my job.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you guys so much. We appreciate you giving your feedback in on the beer, and I hope everyone really loves it.
I don't see how they couldn't, because it is phenomenal.
Seriously, next time you're at Soccer Park, make your first fill the new St. Louis FC ale from Schlafly.
So, next home game's for 2 weeks?
Yes, we're got how RGVC many these, FC. Yeah.
How many of these growlers do you think we're going to see that day?
I think there'll be a lot of people at the tailgate with the growler full.
Be kind with your glass growlers.
That's right.
Kind with your glass growlers. If you don't want to keep them, please recycle them.
If you don't want to keep them,
give them to Mitch. Or, right.
I was going to say they might become collectibles pretty soon. At this point, it'll be the differences between the haves and haves nots.
Right.
All right.
Well, but hey, thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for coming out here.
Thank you for everything done for us. Look forward to drinking the Schlafly while you're there, and we'll be back in a minute.
Come back to
Shoot It! With the boys.
The Bahoys. My name is Chris, and I am one of the Shoot Bahoys. Along with me is also Chris.
How you doing?
Mario.
Buenos dias.
And our replacement for Matt Madden, Stu.
And for the record, we are considering making that a permanent thing where Matt Madden is replaced. And he's going to be very upset when he hears this podcast. he was selling insurance earlier, we really do believe.
He was really dressed up.
I think.
Pray for him, please.
Please pray for
him. He is in Washington State.
It's a rough time for him. Amen. Right now. He's having a real rough time. Not being able to sit in our heat or storms here.
Hey, guys. So
what do you guys think about this beer tonight? Chris, you got one in your hand there. What do you think about this nice St. Louis Copper Ale?
Thanks for mentioning me. This is actually not the St. Louis FC beer.
It's kind of a dick move there, Chris.
You could have at least pretended. No one can see this.
But I have tried it, and it's V-Good. V-Good. Yeah.
Vegan. I was a fan of it, and I'm so much so that I'm even allowing Chris, whose middle last names we still have not established.
Nobody knows what they are.
But I'm allowing him to use V because it's good. It's good. I so much so that it actually caused me to speak in Spanish on the interviews. It was fantastic. I'm really looking forward
that
to
that. Never happens, by the way.
No, I've never heard you speak Spanish before.
It was the first time.
Very impressed
that
you were able to speak Spanish. Did you learn that in high school?
No, I actually learned it in that brief Spanish 4 days that we were in Mexico. 4 days, now fluent in Spanish.
I can't believe those guys that do those mediocre radio morning shows don't laugh into the mic, because I just did. So I don't know how they do it with their terrible morning shows. So, Stu, how are you tonight?
By the way, this is going to sound really awful because I keep trying to chew this
I was
microphone.
Talking to Stu
wait,
and not
I don't
you,
know
Mario.
What beer I'm drinking right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to congratulate him.
There was Stu.
I'm trying
way.
To congratulate him.
Wait, what happened with him?
Well, he's a Fulham fan.
Oh, yeah.
Fulham is coming up to the
Premier
League.
Hey, so by the way, thanks for
exciting.
Thanks for Fredericks.
Talk to me again in about 4 months.
Okay.
Hold on.
Will do.
So Stu's a Fulham fan?
I think that's
yes,
like
correct.
One quarter.
Okay, so does that mean that for the past couple of years he's been a Man U fan?
I do not.
I,
have,
just,
I do
just
not
from,
have
just from fellow Lugans, I just need to know.
I know where
if
this
that's,
is
if
going.
If that's where you guys went for a couple of years.
No, I do not have Costin syndrome.
Boom.
James, I love you if you're listening to this.
He's a wonderful guy.
James.
He's a wonderful guy who has done a wonderful job with the real team in Los Angeles. I think. I don't know.
We actually do
miss
him.
Let's be fair. We're going to give
we
him
really
shit,
do
but
miss
we
him.
Like the kid.
We miss
like the
it.
Kid.
No, I love Costin.
But we have to give him shit. Jesus Christ.
He
likes
smells pretty
kids
good,
than
too.
Tina.
He
has more teams than Tina does. And the only person who has more teams than Tina
is Mario.
Thank you for catching me before I had to say it. Dear Lord.
You have so many teams. It's so difficult being multicultural and just like pretending to be like into that.
Oh, I'm so proud of you for being able to speak more than one language.
I barely have a grasp on the English
language.
Must be
difficult. But, like, no, seriously, it must be actually difficult. I have no idea. I put A at the end of my sentences, and I think I'm Canadian. I have no idea. Really difficult to do what you do. I just had to have some height on it.
So
we're getting a wrap it up signal, which means somebody needs to get us some beer, more beers,
more right? beer,
more beer, more beer.
Who's
beer,
buying?
Beer,
like, I mean, beer. People buy Wait. You guys beers when you do this, right?
Hey, hey. While before we wrap it up, though, like we have all of this power,
right?
I'm not sure if we should do this, but maybe we should do this sometime in the future. Like just run this show.
Okay. It's coming from Mario, so I'm a little bit afraid.
They're not here, so they don't know this. And so when they go through editing, maybe they'll find out. Maybe one day we'll do a This Is Silly podcast one day. Just one episode. It'll be fun. Who knows when that'll be?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It just tickles my ears when we talk to each other, so I enjoy it.
It's the way that you look at me is like when you sing Hero by Enrique. And on that note.
First of all.
Like always.
Whoa. I want everyone's World Cup prediction. Go.
Why am I first?
Because I'm pointing to you first.
Left to right. Left to right.
Fine. I'm sticking with France, man. Screw them. I hate them, but they're going to win it.
Okay. Stuart?
I'm also with France, actually.
This is really tough. I want to say Peru because I'm just like so incredibly biased. But when it comes down to it, I think Brazil had a really tough task that first game. A lot more credit than everyone besides Bird gives them credit for. Brad just has admittedly opened up. He's like, I don't know.
To be fair, they look alike.
I think Brazil still has this fortunate group, and we'll get out of there. So joga bonito.
Yeah, I'm going with Egypt.
ballsy pick there.
I think they could turn it around with Mo Salah.
Mo Salah can hold any team.
Do you realize? Hold on. Do you want to retake your pick when they were actually basically eliminated? Today?
All right, guys.
First of all, they have not been confirmed eliminated. So,
hey, we actually
go Egypt. And we'll be back. And we'll be back.
Go Pyramids.
That's all I'm going to say. We
After
will be
these,
back.
After these messages.
Bye bye.
All right, we're back. This is the last segment because everybody's clearing out here. They're shutting down the bar, so I think
they
that's
really
our
are going to kick us out. So we got
to
hurry up.
But we have one last segment. And we have to hurry up because these guys have the Doobie Brothers to get to.
That's right.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys having us.
Get up closer
go
to
last.
The mic.
Get yeah. in there.
We appreciate you guys having us on last, giving us the tough task of the night.
Yeah. It's because you've been drinking. That's the real important part.
No, but seriously, guys, introduce yourselves so our fans know who they're speaking to or who they're listening to.
Nick, get up closer, you dumbass.
Like this?
Yeah. So I'm Elliot Black, manager of corporate partnerships for St. Louis FC and St. Louis Scott Gallagher. And friend of the Luligans.
Nick?
And I am Nick Dawes. Ooh, almost tipping the table. Marketing manager for St. Louis FC and St. Louis Scott Gallagher.
So if you hate the marketing programs, we know who to blame.
It's me.
All right. The person that keeps putting Bird's article and Stewie's articles in the...
I can't get those guys out of it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. They just keep showing up.
But really, we wanted to have you guys on here right at the end, and we'll make it quick because we know you guys... more important places to be.
No.
But I mean, what does it mean to you, you know, Elliot specifically, when you're working with sponsors, when you're trying to get people involved, and the fan aspect of that? How do you pitch to a sponsor?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's a crucial part of every single one of our pitches that, you know, hey, we have something that not every team has, and we have somebody people who are going to support us no matter what. These guys, you know, work all day, and at night, it really is a part-time job for you guys that you guys are putting everything that you have into this club. And, you know, whether the team's struggling or whether the team's, you know, dominating, you guys are there for us. And that's something that's
a little different than other sports, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't find this in any other sport. You know, the players, what I hear from the players day in and day out, you know, they've all played overseas. They've played, you know, different clubs. This is huge for the players. And that's why I think you see our players are much different than everybody else. They're, you know, they will attend an event like this. Whereas if you're in a different club, different city, they're not willing to do that. You know, they appreciate your guys' support so much that they want to be in. They want to feel like a part of the Luligans.
So when you're talking to sponsors, just, I mean, you can pitch that a little bit as far as the fans buy in a little harder, the fans buy in. And that's why this relationship with Schlafly tonight is special, because they know, hey, if we support this team, we've got some diehard fans that will buy in too.
Absolutely. And I would say that was one of the first things that Schlafly came to us with. You know, how do we get involved with the Luligans? What can we do to get their support right off the bat? And I said, well,
beer.
First, you know, beer. Outside of that, you know, they support local.
Yeah.
And they're all about St. Louis. And Schlafly's biggest thing to us was, we are the St. Louis brewery. You know, we're here. We need to be involved. And what can we do to make this work? And the first thing that Kevin and I sat down and said was, let's talk to the Luligans. Let's truly bring this full circle and make it a success. And James from day one was all about that. And I think that's why it's truly going to be a natural fit.
I do want to sell Elliot out here. He did not try any of the beers at tasting day.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's funny, because I thought that my beers were empty by the time
that you guys... I
finished
yours.
That's because we were drinking your beer.
I was sitting next to you, and I was grabbing your beer.
You guys were still on number one by the time that I was finished with every other one.
No. You were like Mr. Sober Business
Guy. I think I finished your beers that day, Elliot.
I know we did.
Lies.
Okay. Nick, as far as marketing goes, though, I mean, obviously... I mean, you know, you're marketing, you know, nobody likes people in marketing because they're awful people.
Really?
But
we've met you, we know.
What?
But having said that, I mean, as far as marketing, is it a little different when you have a group of fans that really get into the team? I always tell people, you know, as far as the social marketing goes, I have an advantage over just an everyday brand, because sports fans are rabid. Sports fans seek out and follow the team, but do you use, I mean, in the good way, use the Luligans to help you?
Well, so I think this is something I say fairly often, but I think, like, there's no time to work in professional soccer, like, right now.
Right.
I mean, especially in this country. Specifically,
it's
but
booming. It's growing.
It's booming. It's like, and I have the opportunity to influence St. Louis's, you know, drive to get to, you know, professional soccer games, and I think that's a huge privilege.
So that explains the low attendance.
No, but I think that you know, I have an opportunity to do something that, like, no one might have that same opportunity anytime in the future or in the past, especially in St. Louis. Like, I take it, you know, it's something I'm proud of, you know, that I get to do this. So I think that also this year we have an opportunity to do it when there's a World Cup, and, you know, it's something that you're not going to get every single summer. You're not going to, you know, see that opportunity every time. So anytime you have a group of fans that's so passionate about something that you can feed off of that, yeah, like, I mean, that's a big reason why we have Bird and we have Stu, you know, do the things for the game day programs that we
Stuart
do.
Stuart is with us if he'd like to say anything.
Stuart crawled under the table.
I did. I crawled in. I was
Stu's Clues.
Stu's Absolutely. Clues.
I just couldn't resist Elliot and Nick.
You want to tell people how we came up with Stu's Clues?
I think you did.
I did.
He's modest.
Mitch, in regards to the low attendance, I would like to tackle this subject. I just want to say that, you know, front office wise, we're, you know, aggressively going at this topic. It's something that we haven't struggled with in the past. I really feel that the players are different than anybody else that we've had on the team. So they're actively out in the community trying to make a difference and trying to get people behind them.
We were literally giving you a hard time. But obviously, well, I mean, a few years of losing does affect that.
But we are seeing an upswing.
That's what I would say makes me less worried. Honestly, it isn't even the upswing as much as it is the guys that we have on the team.
Yeah.
And the coaching staff that we have. Yeah. That's not to say anything about the coaching staff or the guys that we've had in the past.
We've had plenty to say.
There's overlap too. I mean, there's guys on the team this year that have been on the team.
But this team is different, and I think they're more open. They're more
engaging,
interactive with the community. And obviously it takes a while to bed that in, to get some of these guys out there. But I think it's working. I think you guys are doing a good job. I mean, maybe speaking to Elliot, you know, when you're going out there and approaching new sponsors, and I know you just landed Red Robin because you just go there and have lunch every day.
Oh my God, yeah.
But
those bottomless fries.
But Nick mentioned it, you know, this is a good time to be in the soccer business. Are you seeing some of the sponsors who are maybe interested in soccer that wouldn't be interested a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really do truly feel that this all comes back to you guys. And, you know, they see...
You're right.
In a way, I am. They see that the support that you guys give. And, you know, if you look at other clubs, it's not that great. And the stuff that you guys do and the time that you dedicate... that means a lot to us as an organization, and you know, all the way down from you know Pat to the players, all the staff. I mean, that means a lot to us.
Even to Nick.
Well, you know, he's low on the totem pole.
No, I was even going to say to academy. I mean, Stuart goes to some academy games, and I know other Luligans go to academy games. Like that's a big part of what we do as well. You know, we and the reason why we do what we
is building towards the future.
Exactly.
But it's also, I think, you know, it's indicative of, you know, soccer fans are a little bit more passionate than your everyday fans, and I think we do appreciate those sponsors who support us. I mean, you know, I remember early days in MLS, they would send out those little fan sponsors like, oh, are you more likely to paint your house with Glidden if Glidden sponsors MLS? But it's true. It really does make a difference, you know. So when you're going out and you're I'm at a bar and I'm choosing the beer I want, the beer partners that you guys have, it makes a difference on what I choose, you know.
It's funny you say that because somebody I had knocked on the door the other day wanting to do pest control. I'm like, no, I use Blue Chip because they sponsor our team.
And getting your oil changed with Dobbs and shit like that. I think soccer fans are a little bit more likely to support the people that support their sport.
It's
because we've been the stepchild of American sports for
a while.
There's
a chip on the shoulder.
There is a little bit. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and I would say that you guys do an amazing job of, you know, whether it's, hey, I can walk down the street and go to Qdoba. Oh, wait, Chipotle is one of our partners. Let me drive 2 miles to go there.
Yeah,
you guys do an excellent job, and you do an amazing job of...
Nobody heard that. That was good. I like it.
You guys also do an amazing job of sharing that, you know, throughout your, in a way, organization. Yeah. And I just, you know... Selfishly, I appreciate that, but you know, club wide, that means a lot to all the guys. So
to sponsor. I like some bacon. Like, can we start getting to those kind of things?
Yeah, we can do whatever you want.
Yeah, let's
send me a list of your top bacon companies, and we'll dig into that.
Free for me.
I don't know about free. We'll work in a trade aspect, but
yeah, we're whores. We'll sell out to anybody.
We'll have bacon at all of the season ticket holder events.
Yeah, why not?
All right, they're literally looking at us like we want to go home.
We should probably.
So we should probably wrap this up. But thanks guys for joining us.
Thanks for
making
us.
This happen.
And thanks for making this happen tonight, Elliot.
No,
you're a big part of it.
And thank you guys for everything. And we're just happy to have a partner like Schlafly that really sees the value in reaching out to you guys first before we move forward with anything and wanting you guys involved in the continued growth of the organization. So thank you guys for all that you do and all your support.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
And all on that note, we will see.
Let's go drink some beers.
Let's do it.
Okay, then. Enjoy that concert, boys.
Doobie Brothers.
Oh, 6:30. Come to the game. Come to the game on June 30th.
April. Yes. June 30th. That was like 6:30.
Sorry, 6:30. Because I'm typing 6:30. I typed 6/30. Sorry. Yes. Yeah,
no,
come to
June
the game.
June 30th, we'll be there. It's RGVFC, Rio Grande, and we're going to win that night.
Yep. I do believe so, yes.
All right.
Nick said it, so it must be true.
So it must be true. Just like if Jeremy or Pat said it, right?
That's right.
See ya.
Absolutely.
See you.